So let's hear about your 31-year-old man.
So this is a 31-year-old Hispanic male who I picked up care for when one of my partners left the practice. He, I think, was an illegal alien, although we never really completely confirmed that, but did not have health insurance, so there were some social issues in his care. So he presented with a sigmoid colon cancer, neuroobstructing lesion, and had stage four disease at the diagnosis. So he did get his primary resected by virtue of being obstructed
Of course.
and had his liver biopsied. And from there, he had very good performance status because he was young and had no other medical issues and was placed on FOLFOX plus Bev. Ultimately had the oxaliplatin discontinued due to neuropathy. So at the point of progression of his liver metastases, he was given brachytherapy with microspheres, the
What's
radio
that? Well, he had
immunotherapy.
radioembolization.
Radioembolization.
He had liver-only mets,
He had liver-only
but
mets,
not resectable.
not resectable. Bilateral disease. And he did fairly well with that, and that gave time for his neuropathy to get a little bit better. Throughout all of his treatment, he remained extremely functional. He continued to work. He had lots of friends.
What kind of work did he do?
He did some kind of computer work. He had many friends, was not married, never had anybody come to the office with him, ever. He was always alone, but there were always these friends who sort of looked after him and took care of him in his community.
Did he speak
And were his,
English?
yes, and they were his support system. But when he came in the hospital, he was always alone. When I saw him in the hospital, I never saw anyone else there.
What was his mood?
He always was very positive. I think the overriding thing from him that I always got was his gratitude that we would take care of him, even though he had no insurance, even though he had no money, that we were willing to take care of him and treat him and help him live forever long. He could. And he was always extremely realistic about the fact that he had a terminal disease. And he knew that all along. And he always told me that at the very end point, all he wanted to do was go home to Mexico when he died so he could be with his mother.
Wow. Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What was it like to take care of him?
He was a very interesting gentleman. He was very reserved, so I never knew much about his social situation, never met his friends. But I knew they were there. And interestingly, as his disease progressed and after he got third line therapy, he sort of made a decision he wasn't going to get any more treatment. And his friends pooled all their money and sent him on a trip to California.
Wow.
So he went to California. Unfortunately, his trip was cut short because he started having liver failure, jaundice, edema. And that's when he came in the hospital for the final time. And with the social workers, we were able to get him a plane fare back to Mexico. And his friends pooled their money again. And one of them went with him to make sure he got there. So that from that standpoint, that was very satisfying.
How long was it from the time he got there to the time he died?
Less than 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have any input or hear anything about what happened during that 2 weeks, or once he took off, that was less than a
No,
year?
after he got there and after he actually died, the friend who went with him sent me an email and told me that he had died and thanked me for
Wow.
all we had done for him.
Any other thoughts?
So from my standpoint, I was satisfied that
I wonder, it seems like you didn't turn your box off for him.
No, I mean, I do when I'm there, I'm very engaged. I don't mind patients sending me emails because it's still on my time. It's a little bit harder when patients text you because then they're really in your real time. So I don't mind if I get emails or things like that. You just have to gauge when you want to look at things. I don't always answer text messages right away if patients happen to get my cell phone number and start texting me. Because then you get yourself in that situation where they feel like they have you 24/7, and I can't do that.
What was it about him that touched you so much?
I just think he's a young guy. He's in a foreign country. He has no health insurance. He does have a support system, but his gratitude. You know, you don't find these, some patients are so demanding, they expect you to do everything for them and never thank you. He was happy for the littlest thing we did for him.
Did it like make you more aware of what you're doing for everybody?
I think so. But in his circumstance, there's something about a young person who knows they have a terminal illness, who handle it as he did with so much grace, and he knew all along what was going on. You never had to, you know, I mean, he knew he had a terminal disease, and he was always realistic about it, whereas a lot of patients aren't particularly realistic about what's happening to them, or they don't want to accept that their disease is terminal. He always was, which made it easier to do my job.